Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
We're making some plays. We're converting third downs. I mean, first half, I don't think I played very well. Defensively, they kept us in this all game. Really proud of the guys up front going against a really good defensive front. A little down in numbers on the outside, but those guys fought. All game, gave us a shot.
Yeah, and on the final touchdown to Matt, what's the design of the play there and how much was impacted when you had to go down to get the snap?
I knew we had a shot. It was man-to-man. It was just kind of waiting on just seeing if the guy bit and Matt can get around him, and he did. So I knew where I was going with the ball. It was just had to get it and then get it up to him, and made a decent throw, and Matt made a heck of a catch for me.
What about the one to Marquise? Was that just a matter of getting out there in front of him?
Yeah, they blitzed us. We were hot there. They played man, kind of something we worked on throughout the week. It was just a matter of if I could wait long enough to put it out there for him, and he did a great job, stuck the route, and ran right underneath it.
What does it say about the offense that you guys were able to come back, especially down so many guys?
Well, it says a lot. It says a lot. A lot of pride in that offensive huddle. Those guys fought hard. I think if I would have played a little bit better in the first half, maybe put us in a better position going into the third and fourth quarter. But super proud of those guys.
Okay, what was the difference for you? You know, you had some missed throws earlier, but you were right on target at the end. Is your focus just that much better in those kind of desperation moments or those drives at the end?
I don't know. I knew we needed to make some plays that in the fourth quarter. And I trust the guys around me. I know that all I got to do is get the ball out to them, and they'll do most of the hard work. So a lot of it's on them.
How would you describe working with three receivers that don't have a ton of experience? Yeah. And you don't have a ton of experience working with them?
Yeah, I mean, I got to trust them early on. I mean, I think that was probably the biggest thing, was just trusting them that they're going to be in the right spot and they're going to make the play. I thought they did a good job all week. There's some bumps in the road, like usual, with a young player. But I know at the end of the day they're gonna do everything they can to do the right thing, try to be in the right spot, and try to make a play for us. And that's kind of what they did.
Jay, obviously this is the second time a team's been able to come back on Kansas City at home. Is there anything that you saw from the Denver game, specifically in terms of Kansas City's pass defense, that you think they'd be vulnerable in the quarter?
I think a lot of it's on our defense of keeping us in the game. We didn't really get going until pretty late, so we put up the defense in a bad spot. They gave us good field position a few times, so without that, we don't really have a shot.
What was the huddle like, Jay, in that final drive? Because you have all these inexperienced guys. I mean, you've been in these situations before.
Yeah.
Trying to keep them on the same page and to get the ball in.
Try not to huddle. I try to keep them at the line so they're not thinking. Just keep them going. That's why I'm always waving them. Hey, let's go. Just to keep them in the moment so that they can't stop and think, hey, what are we doing? We got 30 seconds left. Can we make the play? So just kind of keep them going. I know that we were getting a little bit ran down. We were getting tired out there, but they gutted through it. I think I yell at them enough during the week about conditioning that they're about where we need them to be.
DeMondre, the sack, fumble, and touchdown, how difficult was that to overcome, especially with Hirona's shield being in there?
I thought he did a heck of a job for us. It's one of the toughest places to play in the league. And a rookie center that going against a pretty good nose, a defense is going to bring some pressures. He did a great job there. I just got to hang on to that ball, just take the safety and move on.
You kid about it, but rookie center and then the receivers, you yell at during the week. Do you find yourself being more of an assistant coach almost during the week of preparation for games like this?
I think Adam and Dowd both put a lot of trust in the quarterback room just to help coach these guys up, because coaches can only go so far. At a certain point, you kind of tune them out, and players got to take some ownership. And I think everyone, the leaders in the offense and the defense, have started to take these roles and, like you said, become assistant coaches in the meeting rooms and on the field.
Jay, did you look around the stadium at all, like in the fourth quarter? It's half empty, and the people that are left,
Yeah. I mean, everywhere we go, I mean, our hotels is filled with them. The stadium is filled with them. So it's a pleasant sight to see. I mean, whenever you hear Bear chants at the end of games when you're on the road, it says a lot about our fan base.
Two more guys.
When you guys were 0-3, I think you guys could still sense that things were moving in the right direction. But how important is it to gut out those wins the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, it's huge. You know, to go like you said, to go 0-3, and then to win two on the way we've won them in the fourth quarter, it says a lot about our team. But it gives us some confidence. You know, if we lose the Oakland game or lose this game at the end of the year, you know, it's just another L. You know, you can't really build on that. So to get ourselves back two wins and get us a chance to maybe get three and get rolling again is big for us.
Jay, you credit on your teammates give a lot of the credit for today's. How much personal pride is there for you, though, in this game that you came back and led two touchdown drives?
Yeah. My feet off those guys. I mean, obviously, I've got a lot of pride in my play. I didn't feel good about the first half. That quarterback position, you depend on those guys. I mean, you're nothing without them. The offensive line's got to do their job. Receivers got to do their job. And then, you know, I got to kind of have the follow it up and do the easy part and just throw it to them. So those 10 guys working their tail off allows me to do what I do.
Jay, specifically,
last one.
Where has he come along, particularly in big moments the last year?
Huge. He's kind of growing up. He kind of has to grow up. We don't have a choice. He's got to go out there and make plays for him, and kind of hard at him during the week. And Saturday we kind of love on him a little bit and get ready for Sunday. But he's reacting great. He's making plays for us. He's making big-time catches for us. He's getting some PIs. We can take some shots with him. I mean, all those guys, Cam, Mark, you know, they fought hard for me.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks.